finance and economics.
Sovereign debt. Africa rising. Poor countries should cheer the Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates.
Egypt is gearing up to return to international debt markets for the first time in 3 years. Last week, Ahmed Kouchouk, the country's finance minister, is reported to have told investors that his government is hoping to raise around $3 billion in external debt over the coming months. Much of this borrowing will take the form of so-called Eurobonds, one of the world's worst-named financial instruments. A Eurobond, which is typically denominated in dollars, is an international debt instrument priced in a currency that is not native to the country where it is issued. The market for such debt began in Europe in the 1960s, hence the name, mostly as a method of avoiding troublesome American regulations. Dollar-denominated bonds later became an important source of finance for African governments in the 2010s before the market abruptly ground to a halt in the 2020s. Now, however, Eurobonds are back in fashion. According to S&P, a rating agency, the African Eurobond market grew fivefold from around $20 billion to just over $100 billion in the decade to 2021. 21 African countries issued debt. The Centre for Global Development, a think tank, judged the market one of the two most important drivers of capital to sub-Saharan Africa, alongside China's Belt and Road Initiative. For borrowing countries, the international market helps diversify funding, gives access to money without the strict conditions of the IMF and World Bank, and sets standards for domestic markets. For investors, African debt provides attractive returns. In 2021, at a time when yields on rich world sovereign debt had fallen to around 1%, some 40% of African government dollar bonds still yielded over 8%. But when interest rates rose in rich countries and the world grew stormier, the risk of lending to cash-strapped developing countries increased. Eurobond issuance by emerging economies fell by 70% in 2022-23 compared with the previous 2 years. Other than Gabon raising a paltry $500 million, no African government raised dollar bonds in public markets last year. As demonstrated by Egypt's planned return to the market, investor appetite is now returning. Issuances by Benin, Ivory Coast and Kenya earlier this year were oversubscribed. The three countries have so far raised nearly $5 billion. Alongside Egypt, Angola and Nigeria are also expected to issue dollar debt in short order. Brokers helping sell the debt talk up Africa's growth story, the continent's demographic dividend and improving fundamentals. In truth, the real driver of issuance lies elsewhere, at the Federal Reserve. As investors priced in falls in American interest rates in anticipation of the Fed's decision to cut rates on September 18th, the yield on Eurobonds became more attractive. African credit conditions are still mostly set in Washington. Hardy investors will be pleased by the shift. Profits for buyers of African Eurobonds have, over the long run, been strong. Annualized returns across the past decade sit at 5%. But this average camouflages large swings and periods of losses, reflecting the tumultuous circumstances of many borrowers. S&P calculates that such bonds have an annualized volatility of more than 13% against 5% for American treasuries. Lending to sub-Saharan African governments is not for the faint-hearted.